At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I don't know when he's going to show back up with my other two dogs, which means...
Well, it doesn't matter. It's unfiltered. They can just say hi. It's fine.
Yeah, like we might have pandemonium happen at some point or something like that, because I am home alone. My husband's was cutting the grass up at the property. He's going to show up with the two older dogs, which means the three younger ones are going to lose their minds. So we'll see if we actually...
Sean's out mowing the lawn now, too.
So, but if this is your first time here, we welcome as a new paying subscriber, because you're here because this is an unfiltered episode exclusively for our paying supporters.
So are we recording right now?
Yeah, I am recording. And we're just doing, like, we're just jumping into this while you're munching on your breakfast.
I'm eating lunch. It's chicken pot pie from last night. It's delicious. I wish you guys would all try it.
Oh, my goodness. Did you make your own pie crust?
Stop shaming me, Sadie.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the exclusive Rivera and Reeves episodes where the gloves come off, the filters are gone, and we're not holding back.
In these episodes, we're diving deeper, saying the things we can't or won't say on the free feed, and delivering the raw, unpolished truth you've come to expect from us.
This is where we really dig into the stories that matter, call out the absurdity without any interruptions, and maybe even spill some behind-the-scenes tea. We're here because you're not afraid of a little controversy and a lot of sarcasm.
So grab your coffee, your bourbon, or both. This is Unfiltered. No spin, no fluff, just straight-up truth from your favorite news skeptic.
Like, did you make your own? Did you use pie crust or puff pastry?
Pie crust. I don't like puff pastry. Okay. I like thick, old pie crust. Now, I will say, I have made this exact same recipe with my own pie crust, and they are far superior. But. Yeah. The pie crust at like Trader Joe's or something. They were on sale. No, Trader Joe's doesn't do sales. It was like Wegmans. They were on sale. So I just bought a whole bunch of them. And I had a bunch of rotisserie chicken and chicken broth left over and a bunch of vegetables that needed to be used.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm going to make it. But the girls did say, they're like, this isn't the same pie crust you usually use. So I was like, yay. Point for me.
I was like, I'm not shaming you because you bought the pie crust. I was simply asking if you had made your own pie crust.
Sure, Miss Sadie.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I don't even know what I had for dinner yesterday. I think I just had a steak.
Oh my gosh. Just a piece of meat on a plate.
Oh, you know what? I actually have been running errands and I happened to have picked up a rotisserie chicken because my initial plan was to make a chicken salad with it.
Yes.
And then I was just like so tired at the end of the day that I literally plopped the chicken on the table, put two plates.
Hot, and sweaty chicken.
And we just
like it's
into
chicken
it.
Juices everywhere. My daughter will do that because I'll say, hey, can you shred this chicken for me when I bring it back from a store? And she'll just stand over it and just pick off hunks of chicken while it's still in its juices. And she's like, this is so delicious. I'm like, so gross.
No, that's where it's good. Okay. So anyways, this is the unfiltered episode. We do these once a month for our paying supporters. It is exactly what it is. It is unfiltered.
Like, yeah.
We don't edit it. We come up with a random topic. A lot of times it's a topic that we haven't had a chance to get to. Mm-hmm. Or like today, we weren't 100% sure what we were going to talk about. So I just said, Rachel, teach me something and I will teach you something or tell you a story.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see, you know, hopefully all of us learn something together. I'm sitting here with my merch.
Hey, Marco.
Say hello to Marco. This is one of our t-shirt that we have on our merch store. So, and if you are not a paying supporter, please consider becoming one with the link that is in the show notes.
Don't they have to be a paying supporter to be hearing this?
Yeah, but they get like a little preview. And so I'm telling them that right now you're listening to the preview, but you're going to be very sad
you're
and disappointed.
You're going to want to have the paid.
Because eventually it's going to cut off. And you're going to be like, dag nabbit.
Mm-hmm.
These chicks are cool anyways. I should go and help them out and give them some of my money. So,
that's
which
right.
actually is going to be kind of like a little bit of what I'm going to talk about today.
Excellent. So, are you going first or would you go first?
I don't know if I should go first because I feel like I could. Okay. I want you to go first.
All right. Okay.
You go first.
So I don't really know how you enter into this, but okay. So you guys know I love history, right? And for the love of Pete, I was going to bring back two books to share with you guys about the topic, but I'll just tell you about them and we'll link to them in the show notes. I had props. I really, really did. Okay. So I love history, and people often ask me, especially like the history of government and politics and US history. And so a lot of times, excuse me, Diet Coke. Are you drinking a Diet Coke too?
I already have a coffee and a Diet Coke.
Excellent.
This is, okay. This is the start. Well, this is the chaser.
We're both going to be a little gassy, I guess. Sorry. no one is going to get a
piece. Also, if my eyes are watering, it's just because I just finished off my eyelash extensions and I think I got one kind of wonky and it's poking me, but go ahead, continue.
Okay. So people often ask me, who was your favorite president? You know, and when you ask that question, and I think I've shared it on past episodes here, but you know, the typical answer from, you know, patriotic Americans, you got George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan for some of the newbies. And that's all great. They're great presidents. But
those are acceptable choices.
Mm-hmm. They are acceptable choices. You come in here with like Buchanan or Wilson or FDR, and I'm going to be like, get out of here. But one of my favorite presidents, if not my favorite president, is John Adams. He's our second president. And I will say that I liked him before the David McCullough book and before the HBO series. Both things, though, I think everybody should read and watch. I think that they're excellent. Paul Giamatti is amazing. But anyways, I'm really fascinated with John Adams. Always have been. And I felt like I knew a lot about him. And I like learning about him and Abigail's relationship. She was arguably the best first lady, if not, I mean, a great American, like just a wonderful person. Their love for one another was really unique and special. His respect for her respect for him, and how they, like their correspondence when he was away, are just touching. That's another book I can link for you guys in the show notes. And so I've loved learning about him. But something I didn't know, and I found out maybe it had to have been like 6 or 7 years ago when we first moved here, that suddenly dawned on me is, did you know, and this is what I'm going to be telling you guys about, did you know that he is our only founding father that does not have a monument, a statue, a plaque, nothing dedicated to him in Washington, D.C.? He has zip. Zilch, nada, nothing. And that, to me, when I found that out, I was like, wait, what? He's the only founding. Now, he also is the only founding father that did not have slaves. And there's a lot of really unique things, actually, about John Adams. But he is the only one that's not represented in our nation's capital at all. And in fact, John Adams knew kind of that this was going to happen. I'm trying to find, where's the quote? He actually said, oh dang, there, I had a quote picked out that he was not going to have, he knew that no statue for him in a mausoleum, no plaque, no monument was ever going to be erected for him. And he said, yes, he said, Adams predicted that monuments would always favor others. And in a letter, he basically lamented history, remembering, quote, the wind that scattered the golden dust over substantive work. And so anyways, when I learned that, when we first moved here, because, you know, I'm going to all the, you know, I'm fresh from the West Coast.
From the California.
Get me out here. I'm going to every single Smithsonian. I am going to see every memorial, every war memorial. I want to see, you know, the words of our bravest leaders, you know, etched into marble. I want to read everything. And it became clear to me that this man who had an outsized impact on American history, I mean, arguably, you know, the author of the Declaration of Independence, even though, of course, you know, he worked with Thomas Jefferson, you know, he did tons of work on that. He prevented us from going to war. He was, you know, I mean, he didn't love his position under George Washington, but he had a really, really, like, I don't know, he was a diplomat, and he, you know, secured the funds for us to be able to fight in the Revolutionary War. Someone could argue that the Revolutionary War wouldn't have been won without the work of John Adams. He had so much importance, not to mention his wife too, and then his family legacy as you move on, his son, his, I think it's his great grandson, the author, different people in his family have had like a huge impact on American history, and there's just nothing about him whatsoever. And that bothers me, and it makes me
very mad.
Is
any reason specifically why, or they're just as like...
So, yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of reasons why, like, people can argue why maybe there isn't. I think, first of all, because, like, we always talk about kind of optics matter, and in a sense, like, there wasn't necessarily anything quote unquote heroic about a John Adams like there was about, say, George Washington. You know, he doesn't stand in stature in the same way that
yeah, but I mean, would you say that there's a huge, because weren't him, is it with Jefferson, Thomas
yeah,
Jefferson?
They were really good friends.
They were
really
enemies. Good friends, and then
they
enemies.
They were competitors first, because...
And didn't they have like a really contentious election or something like
yes.
that?
Yeah, yeah, because Thomas Jefferson... So I'll talk about that in a second, but going back, lots of people think, I mean, John Adams only had a one-term presidency, and his single term kind of lacked those, like, those victorious moments, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially on the heels of George Washington, our most esteemed American, who, of course...
I mean, we've had 47 presidents, and most people can maybe name 10
yeah,
off
right.
the top of their head, you know?
Right.
And that's not even including, like, even if we were to take out most current presidents, you know,
right.
you only can count maybe, like, 5 or 6 off the top of your head.
Yes. And so, like, it just didn't... His persona, first of all, too, like, to be sandwiched between George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, both of them come from aristocracy and money. I mean, even though Thomas Jefferson died in debt, but that was because he liked the fancy things in life. I mean, he was very fancy. He loved good food, good wine. He was just, I guess you could call him an elite. And George Washington was, by virtue of where he came from and his family. And John Adams was born just as poor as Abraham Lincoln was and came from very little. He never had staff. He never had people waiting on him. He famously, like, made fun of the White House when he lived there. I love this quote. He said, he was the first president to live within the White House. And he said, it was big enough for 2 emperors, 1 pope, and the Grand Lama.
and it wasn't even the size it is now.
I know. Isn't that crazy? But yeah, so I think in answer to your question, I think people would say, first of all, he was only a first term or one term president. His term really was spent, most of it, just like keeping us from going to war with France, basically. That was like the whole thing. And then also it was kind of marred by the Sedition Act, the Alien Sedition Act. And at the time, like, he was a Federalist too, and that kind of fell out of favor. And in order to secure, like, monuments and space in D.C., which, by the way, George Washington worked with a Frenchman, what was his name? Oh, darn, I forget, to make D.C. the way it is, kind of with, like, the long stretch of the...
The way it's gridded out with
yeah,
the
with all the streets
and
everything like that. But George Washington and lots of Americans, they didn't want any monuments like the French have, or people in Europe. They didn't like the idea of that. They wanted it to be, like, very plain, very simple. They didn't like the idea of this, like, political aristocracy. So they didn't even...
Too imperialistic is how it
yeah.
came off. And
yeah, and they wanted it to be very basic. If there was anything, you know, like a plaque or a stone, you know...
So
etched.
Not like how the Oval Office is right now.
I just feel like the gold gilding wouldn't have rubbed George Washington correct, like, the right way.
Can you imagine?
No.
He has a new statue, by the way, but...
of George Washington.
Who is it of? Oh, I saw it last night.
I think it's either George Washington or Jefferson. I can't tell.
I saw it.
He was like lovingly like stroking the foot of the. Yeah. So you sent it to me. I was like, well, he went shopping back in the National Archives.
So
anyways, I think between him only having one term, it not being a very glitzy term, him not being very fancy. I mean, he was the kind of guy that just, I mean, he just talked people to death. He loved to learn new things and new ideas. He was a little more brash. He said what he thought. And that so lots of people love that. And then it also rubbed lots of people the wrong way. That coupled with the Sedition Acts, where basically, you know, they signed into law. They did not want anyone from France coming over here and essentially working as spies within the country for France. But then the people who were in opposition to that were very much like, you know, this is what about people, French immigrants who are like seeking asylum here? They need out. They're scared of what's going on there. They need to come here.
Hey there, friends. You've just had a taste of the Unfiltered episode, our exclusive series where the gloves come off and the truth gets real. This content is just for paid supporters, and we'd love to have you join us. As a paid subscriber on our Substack, you'll get full access to monthly unfiltered episodes, ad-free episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, and a community. It's the best way to support the show and get the full unfiltered Rivera and Reeves experience. If you're ready to dive in, head over to Rivera and Reeves on Substack, the link is in the show notes, and become a paid subscriber. We can't wait to see you there.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.